Welcome back to another edition of Talk to the Expert here on 95.7 KQWC. Happy Thursday morning, everybody. Quinn Douglas with you here. And of course, always the second Thursday of the month, we are talking with our friends over at the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Center of Hamilton County. Sue Schmitz, our guest once again. Sue, thanks for hopping on. And you know, August, busy time of year of families already, state fair, school getting back in session, but we always know that the Extension and Outreach Center never slows down regardless of the month.
We don't. Mm-hmm. We don't. We are just wild in that way, wanting to offer research-based, non-biased information and classes to help people make good decisions for their lives in a strong Iowa. Thank you for having me on. It's really an exciting time and one of my favorite times of year heading into the school year, and a good time for families. Also, I'm partnering with Webster County Extension to offer Master Gardener training or garden training. You can take garden training online with us. It's 10 weeks of online instruction that is done at your own pace. It's a broad overview of 17 horticulture topics to establish a diverse base of horticulture knowledge. And it also links to additional resources for deeper exploration, if that's your interest. Completion of a pre- and a post-test that can be taken as many times as you want is all available. Master Gardeners, as you know, have to continue their learning every year by continuing with some instruction each year, not very many hours, and volunteering 10 hours back to their community. It's just an amazing organization. The cost is $175, but don't be worried about that, and don't let that prohibit you in applying. There are some grant funds that our state Master Gardener Coordinator has arranged for, so I really encourage people that if you're interested, please give us a call or apply online. There's only 3 in-person sessions. Our first night is September 1st with orientation at the Prairie Resource Center, and we look at different prairies that they have in different stages and growing stages, and a lot of my Master Gardeners that are currently enrolled go there to volunteer to help them sort seeds and prepare them, and those seeds are used for any public lands. And then October 3rd, we meet and talk about houseplants, and we'll do a planting together. So please let us know how we can help connect you. Tonight starts an amazing night. In our region, we are working together to host Farm Succession Workshop. There's 2 different workshops, and this is really for the whole family or for individuals to come. It's a big expense to pass on the farm and any land, and it's important to do it that works best for you and your family and who you're succeeding it to. So tonight, they'll talk about the importance of farm business succession planning, how to structure that, beginning farmer tax credits, and working with an attorney. And so much of that is knowing the terminology of those things. And then Wednesday, August 19th, we come back, and we have a lawyer that will be coming and speaking to our group on the language of estate planning, setting goals, the different options for gift, estate, and inheritance taxes, and then implementing your estate plan. It's $150 for a family of 4 or $50 per person. So I encourage you to get registered for that, and you can call our office to learn more about that. Then August 17th, the County 4-H Youth Council will be meeting. August 31st, summer postal session will be happening. And then online, if anybody is struggling with Parkinson's disease, we have a journey through Parkinson's disease that is starting online, and that's for people to attend virtually. And if you need any help with that or assistance with technology, please give us a call at the office and we can arrange for you to watch those here and help you with the technology. And as you may know, Iowa State has done a lot of research to help those folks who are struggling with Parkinson's disease. Then I'm so excited, September 8th, I get to go play in the woods for several weeks. We're working with our forestry management specialist, Dr. Billy Beck. He does an amazing job. We have only 10 seats available yet to pre-register for. We limit the number of people that can register in that class so people have a chance to ask their individual questions and really have a good discussion and learn. And he will have lots of great speakers from different disciplines to talk about how to best manage woodland. It is 7 sessions, and the first module is an overview of Iowa's forests and forestry. Learn about how Iowa's forest resources and the many benefits the forests provide. Module 2 is planning and goal setting. Explore woodland stewardship goals and begin developing a management plan. Module 3 is how trees grow and understanding the tree's physiology and how growth influences management decisions. Module 4 is how woodlands grow. Examine forest ecology, site characteristics, and species potential. And Module 5, how woodlands change. Learn about farm succession, stand dynamics, and silviculture practices. Module 6 is putting it all together in woodland management, applying management strategies to achieve goals related to timber production, wildlife habitat, and water quality through field-based case studies. And then the last session is skills recap and graduation field day. They review key concepts, strengthen field skills, and celebrate program completion. We have offered this program in the spring before, so this is our first time in the fall, which I think could be more fun in some ways because the woodland looks different in the fall than in the spring. And then we've also had a graduation reception for those previous graduates. We've had a reunion, and it's been fun to have folks come back, sit around a campfire, tour a different woodland in the areas and talk about what they're still struggling with and getting to their goals, how their goals have changed, and bouncing ideas off each other and gaining new skills and being able to ask the specialists different questions to help get some more guidance on where they are in their goals. So that will be happening starting in September. And also, I want to remind people that we do offer ServSafe and other things. We've been getting lots of questions about weed identification in the office, some invasive grasses and some other things in people's fields. And we've just got a request to get some insects identified from a house plant this past week. So always things going on, but we've got the specialist to help answer those questions.
All right, Sue, anything else for us here on this Thursday morning?
I'm sure I've left something out, but that should be enough to share now. But just remember, we are here Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4:30 and 8 to noon on Friday to answer any questions that anybody has or any way we can help direct. Oh, I do want to mention that if you are getting ready to can all that beautiful garden produce, please remember that it is recommended to have your canning lid tested. We do have a machine that tests canning lids. What the pressure gauge says versus what our machine says. And I know I've had a client come in with a brand new pressure canner that they purchased, and it was 12 pounds off. And the one from their grandmother in the basement was 2 or 3 pounds off. And when you're working hard to grow that produce and to process it, it's good to be safe.
All right, Sue, thank you very much once again for taking the time to talk to us again in our Talk to the Expert program. And it won't be too long before talking again here for the month of September, talking about a lot of fall activities that are right around the corner.
A lot of fall. Beautiful. Hopefully we get a break from all this heat.
That would be lovely. No question about that. All right. That was Sue Schmidt from the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Center of Hamilton County here on 95.7 KQWC. We'll take you back to regular programming next.